改变。亮，亮。
Welcome everybody to Overcast.
It's a wrestling podcast, and we're over.
And now that you acknowledge the overcast, it's time to make it rain.
And we cannot stress this enough, we talk about other things. But today's episode,
we're only going to be talking about other things.
Wrestling is lacking right now. We'll probably do like Money in the Bank and NXT TakeOver for the next episode, but we just wanted to get some content going, so We got some pretty crazy topics today, but first things first, we have a very illustrious guest in the studio with us today. How would you like to introduce yourself?
Sir Patrick Whalen, because I am knighted.
You are so knighted.
You have been knighted by the Knights of Overcast.
How does that make you feel? We tried to get Sir Anthony Dominguez's opinion on being knighted, but he hasn't responded yet, so we'll settle with you.
He actually has a restraining order against
me. Yeah,
makes me
feel pretty geeked.
And with that, we have the first geek of the night. All right, so for those of you who don't know Sir Patrick Whalen, he's a famed football coach. I mean, like football coach, like soccer coach, famed kickball team captain. And he says, I'm geeked a lot. So for all you viewers for all you listeners, every time Sir Patrick Whalen says that he's geeked or something so geeked, or just any variation of that, you take a drink of whatever you're drinking. Huh? Could be water.
Yeah. Hopefully you didn't drive or listen to this in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you do, you shouldn't be drinking anyway, so. And if you don't have anything to drink, then take a bite.
I like that. Take a bite.
Take a bite.
You should have eating games.
Eating, that would be sick. Ooh. Like, eat a wing. All right, so say we're watching.
With, like, really hot wings.
Yeah, the World Cup, like, eat a wing for eat, like, 5 wings for every goal.
How spicy are we talking?
It depends.
I feel like we gotta go, like, volcano.
No, I would say dealer's choice, dude. You want to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, but, like, when you take a shot, the first couple shots, you're not like, that's delicious.
Yeah, but I don't think hotness equates to alcohol. Like, after you fucking eat like one ghost pepper wing, you're not gonna say, oh, this next one is gonna go down easier. No, it's gonna keep getting hotter.
Yeah, you gotta chase it too.
Yeah, you do have to chase it. Maybe you could chase it with a shot of ranch. Look at that, inventing eating games.
Wow. All right, well, that's a little diamond in the rough I didn't expect to mine today.
Yeah, but also we have another quick shout out. We just want to shout out our man Boob Welsh. Boob Welsh is our listener of the year.
He's our Penelope Taint, our number one fan.
He is our number one fan. We're getting him on the show sometime. Wanted to shout him out because he's the man, always showing his love, always retweeting, reposting, shouting us out. So
he keeps it 100.
Boob Welsh keeps it 100. And speaking of keeping it 100, we're going to keep it 100 with some other things. And what other things are we talking about today?
Well, apparently there's some jamoke who wants to promote global warming by swimming across... What ocean is it?
That's actually climate change. There's a difference. Come on, Brandon.
The Pacific. He's swimming from Japan to San Francisco or somewhere in California.
Huh.
Yeah, San Francisco.
And he's kind of chickening out by... We'll get into that later, but is this guy really that cool?
I mean, not really.
No.
Yeah, and we'll figure it out later. We'll get into shark repellent, too, during that. I did a lot of research on shark repellent and shark repelling devices. Like, 100% serious. I believe you. Yeah, so we got that. Father's Day was yesterday, so shout out to all you fathers out there.
Yes, and shout out to my father, who is now a subscriber on iTunes.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. Big Chris is a subscriber. You should subscribe, too.
Comment, rate, subscribe.
Write us some reviews.
We cannot stress enough the reviews. We've been very appreciative, they've been hysterical.
The reviews have been great, so keep them coming. So we'll do the dads. Yeah, shout out to my dad, too. Shout out to all you dads out there. We'll do a list of top 5.
Emphasis on doing dads.
Yeah. Dear God.
You're the one who said we were going to talk about hooking up with them last week.
Yeah, but... All right, fair play. We're tied right now in weird dad comments. But, we'll do our top 5 dads, like fictional movies, books, TV shows. We'll talk about the NBA draft. We'll give a good call to our basketball expert, Michael Kowalski. I'll get him on the horn, see what he has to say. And then we'll
finish up. Little does he know, we're actually going to call him.
Yeah, he's not aware that we'll call him.
So he might not even answer.
Yeah, probably won't answer if we're being honest.
He has that thing with his phone, like, it just hangs up immediately, so you gotta call him twice.
Probably because he has, like, Walmart connection, or like a prepaid Sprint phone. But nonetheless, we'll give him a call, and then we'll finish up with some World Cup, some world-class football.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so before we get into the dads, Pat, is there anybody you want to shout out?
Who do I want to shout
out? You are on air right now. Yeah. We have like 20 to 30
literally dozens of listeners right now.
Probably my roommates.
Oh.
My mom and my dad.
Okay.
My parents.
And what are your roommates' names?
Jack Clendenny. Also known as John Clendenny.
What?
Wow. Really? Yeah. Did you not know that? Yeah.
I just thought he was Jack Attack.
Call him right now. You'll hear his voicemail.
His real name is John.
Yeah. Should I call him?
And again, our friend Jack's name is Joseph, so maybe there's something. Is there anyone named Jack who's actually named Jack?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
I meant.
Wow.
Okay.
Jack Frost.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Dude. Wait, is it? Is that their name? I know it's not Johnny.
It's called Joseph Frost.
And then John Underwood is the other roommate.
Oh, is his real name Jack?
No, don't get it.
My brain would explode if that was the truth.
I'd be pretty geeked.
Yeah. Oh, come on, take a shot, take a bite. Can we get a geeked alarm, like, put in? Not a counter, but like an alarm. Like, every time he says I'm geeked, you do like a little...
Like, that's fine.
Yeah, like the Club Onyx, like every time he says geek.
Yeah, we can find something.
All right.
All right.
Love that.
Ball out of budget. We're doing good.
So let's kick it off. Father's Day was yesterday, and we're going to do our list of top five dads. Who wants to kick it off? We can have a little discussion, too, in between each dad pick. Kind of explain why you picked that dad.
Why don't you kick us off? You're the one who introduced the topic.
All right. Also, just a little disclaimer. I forget what the exact movie it was from or what song it was from. But we're talking about dads. We're not talking about fathers. Because any dumbass with a dick can be a father. It takes a real man to be a dad. So we're talking about real dads. Like Will Smith's dad from Fresh Prince, you're cut.
I mean, who would put him on the list anyway?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, if someone's trying to just be an ass. Frank Gallagher, you're cut.
What? He's not a good father, but he's funny.
Yeah, so he's not a good dad.
Like, I didn't know if we were doing, like, dads that are good father figures or dads that we enjoy watching on TV.
No, we're doing, like, good, wholesome dads, you know?
Okay. Exactly. I think my list is still okay, but
all right, we'll see
if we can play this.
Number five, Danny Tanner.
Okay, that, yeah.
Did you guys saw Danny Tanner?
I actually put Jesse, but I crossed it out.
That was the thing. Danny Tanner, single father, raised all girls, was a news anchor by day, dad by night, really raised those girls well. He was kind of a noodle, but that I think that's what makes him such a good dad, is because he had like all the corny jokes and everything, and he was just all around an awkward guy.
Yeah.
And I love how Danny Tanner's also like the exact opposite of Bob Saget.
I was just gonna say, and then you see him on stand up and you're like, holy shit,
this is who I was tuning into like every night. But yeah, so he's my number five. Number four, Danny O'Shea. Rick Moranis' character from The Little Giants.
Okay, see, this is where I was confused, because I thought you were just doing TV.
No, I said, like, any fiction, like TV, movie, book. You got some time to change your list.
All right, fair enough. I still like where I'm headed with this, but okay.
All right, continue. But Danny O'Shea from Little Giants, you know, coached a ragtag group of kids to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Not even the Little League team, the actual Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Spike could have started on the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, he was always very supportive of his daughter. His daughter loved football and wanted her to play football. Was very upset when she transitioned to a cheerleader for, like, a couple scenes. But all-around great dad, very supportive. Way to go, Danny O'Shea.
Yeah, I would agree.
And number three, I have Goofy.
Ooh, all right.
I mean, you saw him. Drives cross-country with his kid in a Goofy movie.
A great movie.
You know, shout goes and supports him at college in an extremely goofy movie.
One might even say it's a geeked out movie.
Oh, man! Take a shot, take a bite. And then on Goof Troop, raised a whole mess of kids by himself.
Can't forget about that.
Goof Troop was just like a Disney show where he just like had all of his kids. He was a single dad with like all these kids.
Goofy's Troop.
Yeah, it was Goofy's Troop. Him by himself being a great father figure and a dad to all those little goofballs. I don't know. I don't even know. There's someone said they're dogs. I've never seen a dog that looks like that.
Why is it that Goofy can walk Pluto? You
because that? Because Goofy's not a dog.
You just said he was a dog.
No, that's what I said. I don't know what they are. Pluto's a dog. I've never seen a dog that looks like Goofy.
I've never seen a dog that looks like Pluto.
I mean, he looks like a dog. Goofy looks like... I don't even know.
You know, we're splitting hairs. All right. Let you continue.
Fair enough. My second one... You may have this, so this may be a killer.
I feel like I already know where you're going with this.
Raymundo.
You motherfucker.
You ever Raymundo? Yeah. Ray Rocket from Rocket Power?
Oh my god.
You sack of shit.
Raymundo's my number two.
I have to... Oh.
Love those kids. Got them into extreme sports. Owned... What was the restaurant called?
Shore Shack.
Yeah, I was gonna say Shake Shack, but Raymundo owned the Shore Shack. Great guy, great dad, and my number one. You ready for this? One of the most underrated movies of all time, Charlie Hinton, Eddie Murphy's character in Daddy Daycare, and that is my number one.
Your number one.
He started a whole daycare. Out of his home.
I really thought you were going to take my number one, and I'm glad you didn't, so I'm pumped.
Well, I mean, Charlie Hinton is the de facto number one.
Yeah, well
until you change my mind, I'll transition to Thor.
I'll change your mind. Wait, one, two, three, four. Okay, five. Okay, I had to change it up since we're including movies now, and on short notice, my number five father... Fictional. Well, it depends how you look at it. It was a different actor playing this guy. My number five is Michael Jordan's father in Space Jam.
Was that his dad or not?
No, the actor wasn't.
Oh, wait, when he's a kid.
Right.
I got you.
Never his real dad was murdered, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, I picked him. Dark,
but
I picked him because...
Got to Space Jam.
I picked him because he was in, like, instrumental to Michael's game developing at a young age. He played baseball because of him, and if he wasn't on that baseball diamond, he wouldn't have seen the ship fly overhead that was like, oh, there might be something to this.
That is true.
And thus helping the Looney Tunes escape potential slavery.
That is actually, I never noticed that.
How about that?
Have he been playing a basketball game at the time? No. Basketball is played indoors.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have seen butterfly effect.
He wouldn't have seen it come over at all. Nope. The Looney Tunes would be destroyed.
That would have sucked.
That's a great pick.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like that one.
I did.
Number
I
four,
did.
See, you took Raymundo. I'll replace him with Red Foreman from That 70s Show.
I had him on my list earlier.
Just a good old-fashioned, hard-nosed, not Philly dad, but, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, like San Francisco.
The way you look at it,
oh, Wisconsin.
I mean, Foreman turned out great. I mean, you look at Hyde.
Not until he turned into Venom.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, so, like, you look at Hyde, Kelso. Those dudes are dorks. Eric Foreman's the only good wholesome one out of there.
I wouldn't call Kelso a dork. The dude pull. I mean, there's no denying that.
I mean, you can be a dork and pull.
Yeah, Bill Gates probably does okay, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Red Foreman, legend.
Number three, this might be a controversial one, but you'll have to hear me out. Number three I have is Hank Hill from King of the Hill.
I like that one as well.
Just literally like the typical American dad. He just preaches hard work, loyalty, family. But doesn't leave work even 10 minutes early on a Friday. Like, he has very good values, and he's a very handy guy. Even
I can
on the grill.
I can do a good Hank Hill impression.
Shoot.
God dang it, Bobby.
Okay. Number two, you probably saw this coming because I already spoke on my obsession last week, but Ned Stark.
Damn you.
Oh,
my man. All right,
Sir Patrick is a huge Game of Thrones guy.
Huge. Oh.
We might have some time to spend. Yeah, after
when
this.
I was in Ireland,
Ned Stark, absolute legend,
and just obvious reasons, just loyalty over everything, family over not everything, because then he's Tywin Lannister. But
dude can swing a sword.
He can. That was a big ass sword.
It's not the only
thing I don't know
swing.
If that was to scale for something else, but I'd like to think it was.
I like Ned Stark.
And number one, I cannot believe you didn't include him on your list, Coach Eric Taylor.
Dude, I was gonna put him.
I would also be willing to substitute Boone or Yost from Remember the Titans.
Okay.
They should, for all intents and purposes, in all those situations, well, except Yost, they should have been divorced, like, many times over. But you treat your team like you treat your family, and that's why their teams were always so successful.
I was gonna put kind of along those lines. I had Ken Carter on my list for a little bit, Coach Carter.
Okay.
But I mean, you didn't really see him at like as much as a dad. Like you didn't see him with his son at home, really. It was more just about him whipping those other rapscallions into a... Is rapscallion a thing?
I don't know.
I think that's like pirate slang. I'm going to look it up. I'm pretty sure it's pirate slang. Don't ask me how I know that.
We should use pirate slang more often.
Yeah, so he whipped those guys into shape, but yeah, Ken Carter was on my list for a little
bit. Speaking of pirates, Keith Richards in Pirates of the Caribbean. He was Jack Sparrow's father.
Oh, yeah, so it's a rapscallion.
Legend.
Spell it for me.
All right.
It is assumed it is a fun-loving, comical, impish, mischievous person, usually a man.
I don't know if that's how I would describe the team.
Rapscallions? I think so. Ruffians?
All right, sir.
All right, well, what do you got? You took my Ned Stark. I didn't really have time to replace that, so I'll just go down the list. Chief Brody from Jaws, since we're going to incorporate...
Okay. Incorporate
sharks later on.
That was a man on a mission.
Yeah, I mean, the guy went out on a damn rope. An electric rope, mind you. Saved his kids, hit it with a paddle a couple times. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Dad. Also, I have... what was her name? Daniel Hilliard, who was actually...
I think you said her for a second.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
That's a good one.
You guys name a dad that dressed like grandma for his kids.
Just to get custody. Yeah. And not even...
Come on now.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's an OG
that's
dad.
That's a very good one.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Robin Williams. Wow. Dressing up in drag to
come on. That was such a great movie. I watched that so many times when I was younger. My other one, Marlin from Finding Nemo. Duh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not even, we went off the human race there.
Well, he did Goofy, and I was like, okay, I'm worried.
I think that was the only one who didn't do a real...
Like a character?
Yeah. I mean...
An animated character? Yeah.
Well, heck, hell.
He probably went just as far as the guy with the swimming in the ocean right now to find his son, so... and then my last one...
And he did it to find his son.
Come on. Wow. Arthur Weasley. I mean...
Ooh.
Yeah. Come on now. He's just a... He's the GOAT.
Yeah, the Weasley family were some rapscallions.
There we go.
I'm so great. I'm blessed that we
came to the conclusion that they were rapscallions. I was going to include Randy Marsh, but since you flipped the script, I had to read the words, and I had to take them off because he's not the best father, but he's funny.
He's
more of a Frank Gallagher.
Yeah. He's like a... Like a cool uncle.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the great.
Like, if we did, like, a cool uncle list, he'd definitely be up there. But, wow, all great dads.
Yeah.
Craig, do you have any input on this?
No, I didn't think of this at all. So I'm Mike.
Yeah, come on. Get on in here, brother.
Top of your head, go.
Top of my head. TV dad.
Or movie. Or
just dad in general. I'd say
or song. What was or MMORPG.
Oh, shoot, what was his name? But anyways, from Jimmy Neutron, the dad from Jimmy Neutron.
Huey Doobie Doo.
He went out in the wilderness, in the cold. The episode when Carl had to sweat. He had to sweat to, like,
who are you, Neutron?
The ozone or whatever. And he went out there and he hunted caribou for his family. And I think that wins right there.
What's poppin', Jimbo?
And if Carl Weezer's to be believed, the Mrs. Neutron was a hot commodity amongst Retroville.
Oh, yo, she was high key thing.
Ooh. Foxy.
She was thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. God damn.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm geek.
Take a shot, take a bite. Take a drink, take a bite. Speaking of taking a bite, you know what bites?
Sharks.
Sharks.
Ooh, wow.
Smooth transition into our next topic.
We are so good at segues, we should be working as mall cops.
Ooh.
Hey, yo, watch out for this guy.
Yeah, no Paul Blart. I'm dabbing right now. Can you get a dabbing sound effect?
I don't know what a dabbing sound effect.
I hate that. Beep, beep, beep. Just lasers. Well, yeah, anyway, so speaking of sharks, there is a gentleman who is swimming from Japan.
Well, let's not assume his gender.
All right, there's a guy. I looked up his name. His name's sick. His name could actually be part of what you would switch your name to. His name is Benoit Lacombe. He is French.
French.
My man Benoit Lacombe is swimming from Japan to California. Straight up swimming. I looked up the routine. He's got a boat of scientists following him, and he swims for 8 hours a day and then sleeps on the raft he has like a little, they carry like a little life raft for him, and he sleeps on that life raft for 16 hours a day. And yeah, swimming 8 hours, like if you're gonna
swim, you're probably gonna be sleeping a lot.
No, but that's the thing, if you're swimming transcontinental, that's about right. Yeah, I'm sorry, I've been out of school for a while. If you're swimming transcontinental, you shouldn't need like these people to coddle you. You should swim the entire thing straight up.
Yeah,
I agree.
What is this? Some man versus wild shit where he's staying in underwater hotels?
Yeah.
If he was a dad, he would do it in one thing.
Yeah.
My one buddy told me this before. Once that first kid pops out, your bench press goes up like 200 pounds. Chief Dad Brody strength would. Is a real thing.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
Chief Brody would.
Yeah,
Chief Brody would. Shout out Sean Riley for our quote.
Yeah, so this guy, he's swimming for 8 hours, then laying in this little life raft for 16 hours, all in the name of climate change. Have you guys heard about this? I mean, obviously, we've heard about this, but...
Yeah, well, my first question is, when does hallucinations set in? I mean,
yeah, that's gotta be a thing,
yeah,
right?
Like, what if they run out of supplies?
That's true. They might need to medevac this guy out of there.
Is this on TV?
I mean, there's no shot he makes, right?
Well, Discovery Channel's following him. Discovery Channel's gonna document it, but it probably won't come out until, like, next year.
It's like the Aquatic Forrest Gump.
Yeah, but this guy's not swimming for like an opioid addicted hussy.
He's doing it for a cause though.
Yeah, but I'm saying
that's completely unrelated to swimming.
No, I just want to take shots at Jenny from Forrest Gump because she sucked.
Yeah, wow, fuck her.
You know what, she had a rough upbringing. I don't think that's very fair. Her dad would not
I was just going to say it was probably her dad.
Yeah, her dad was definitely not on the list. No. That's why
he was on some list.
Yeah,
pedophile list,
the naughty list.
Yeah.
So how is this guy not going to get eaten by a shark?
Oh, that's a great question, Patrick. Sir Patrick, I'm mistaken.
Yeah,
so the life raft that travels with him has like a beacon on it that emits sound waves that deter sharks. So basically, electromagnetic waves. So like sharks use a lot of electromagnetic senses.
It's like when you go in Mount Moon and you have a rappel and keep the zubats away.
Yeah. So, like, these waves overload the shark's senses, so they have to swim away.
Question.
Yep.
Answer. Shoot.
Question.
Shoot.
If Marlin loses Nemo again and he goes near this boat, will he never find him?
I think that's...
That fucked me up.
I think that's right, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, I think... Hold on, run that back.
What if Nemo gets on the other side of the boat and then they start emitting the sound waves? Will Marlin be able to get to him?
He could.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because what if there's jellyfish on the other side? Like, remember that?
Yo, he could, he would have to, like just tough through it. Like, I'm ripping this Band-Aid, just swim through the deck stable to get to the kid.
Dad,
did they say what he's eating?
No, I guess they have like rations for him and like waters and stuff for when he's not swimming. But either way, like if you're in salt water that long, like it's gonna like suck all the water out of you.
I'm assuming he's like pissing and shitting in the ocean, right?
Yeah. He's just gotta
be pulling in the Kim Jong Un a toilet.
Oh yeah. Oh well, I'm doing the swim for climate change, but here I'm gonna pee and poop in the ocean the entire time. Real sick, Benoit.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, 51-year-old man. Yeah, that's him. Look at that smug dude.
Apparently he's consuming about like 10,000 to 12,000 calories a day.
Oh, I don't blame him. Yeah. I do that. Yeah. I consume that, and I don't even do anything. Like, I can only imagine swimming across transcontinental. Ooh, said it clean that time.
Ooh. One lap and a pole.
Yeah. But, so I actually researched a lot of shark repellent today.
What'd you find?
So there's, like, the bands that do, like, the electromagnetic and also, like, sends out, like, shockwaves or something.
Do these bands make her dance?
God, I was going to say, I swear to God, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Does it count if you say it?
What?
Does it count if you say it?
Viewer's choice.
It does. Take a bite, take a drink, take a bite, take a drink, take a bite, take a drink. Boom, 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 boom. But what was I going to say? Oh, shark repellent. Yeah.
Sorry.
So they got little bracelets that like you use and like you keep them on you in the water and like it sends out these waves like either like electromagnetic.
Oh, water.
Yeah. Sorry, you wear it in the water, and it sends out like electromagnetic like
get hoofed
waves that like hits the shark's senses and like it's just that it gets overloaded so they just like swim away. But I also read an article about a kid wore one and got bit by a shark while wearing one of the bracelets.
I feel like that can only work for so long.
Yeah, like if you get like a big bad shark
that's and like, does it rut like have like an endless supply of like does just constantly work?
You know, I didn't look at the energy sources. I saw that as well. There is a shark repellent, like a spray on.
Yeah. See, I don't trust a spray on. Yeah. Especially if you're going in water.
Yeah, want to just... That's like... I don't believe it. No. Yeah. Dude, this is like mean, the this is like those it. Nike bands the best that says on the website.
It's rolled out of the bottom. It has like customer testimonies from like
from excited by the scent of blood.
There's just no testimonies. Mike Rowe, yeah.
on their website they have like fake testimonials from Discovery Channel and Mike Rowe.
They have, what do they have?
Fake testimonies from customers.
There's like no actual testimonies because they're all dead. The sharks ate them. There's no testimonies.
Yeah, because they all put on this stupid repellent and went swimming with the sharks. Man, this guy's definitely not as cracked up as what he's supposed to be.
He might be a little bit cracked
up. To him. I couldn't do it.
I mean, I could. I'm just not going to.
If it was like...
I could do a continuous. I wouldn't have to stay in a little
bit. If it was like raising awareness for climate change by eating a Passangino's cheesesteak in one sitting, I would do that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, this dude doing it for climate change, ain't nobody know about this.
And anyone... If anyone's listening gives me crap for saying Passangino's, I know it's not the best cheesesteak in Philly.
I mean, isn't there just easier ways to do something for this cause?
Like
swim around a pool? With no sharks in it.
Yo, maybe start like a GoFundMe or something. Maybe actually donate some money.
Well, apparently they what they're doing is for Lou Gehrig's disease. I'm gonna douse myself with ice.
I did hear that what they're doing is that they're collecting like water samples as he's going through the ocean, and it's like radiation, and they're studying where.
Yeah, you should have been here for our discussion about what we know more about the ocean or space.
No.
Just declined. No, I can't do that.
You were just like, no.
Yeah, I'd pass too on that one. No, I mean, like, I spoke on it, but like, just after
that one might not have even. Anyway,
what
is it? That one end up airing, or is that the one we messed up?
No, that one never aired. That was the one that was messed up.
Well, we can get into that now if you want. You're upset now.
No, we'll save it for another time. Yeah. We'll get like Boob Welsh on that topic or something.
That could be funny.
Yeah. So, sharks. Shark repellent. Don't try it, because you'll probably get attacked by a shark.
But also, don't knock it till you try it, too.
That's true. Could say. But the thing is, like, if you wear this thing and you go out and you don't get attacked by a shark, you're going to be like, are you going to say, oh, wow, this works? Or, oh, wow, there weren't any sharks in the area.
Depending on who asked me about it, I think I might embellish it a little bit and say, one got close, maybe had a little nibble.
Ooh. Or are the sharks a part of it, and they're helping get sales?
Oh. Are the sharks getting a cut? Okay, yo, we just sold like three shark bands to these yuppies. Like, just yo, lay low for a while. We'll lay low for a while and like throw us some money.
Yeah.
Because this guy's lucky he's not doing this during Shark Week. Although I feel like he should be.
What?
Swimming with the sharks.
Or well, he's doing it now, and I guess they're gonna air it like next year on Shark Week or something.
He's gonna be in this ocean for a damn year, so it'll be during Shark Week.
Probably something like that. But and then also, I was reading some concern from an article. If you're putting these things on that are emitting these waves to scare away the sharks, won't that just tell the sharks where you are?
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, I'm hungry. I'm sensing something. Oh, wow, I'm sensing something pretty strong. Must be pretty good.
Well, there's not much out here except for that one thing swimming over there.
That one
thing. I think we outnumber them.
One thing swimming that keeps emitting waves at us. Like, yo, like you said, just pisses off the shark.
Yeah, like, I don't think this is a very good idea.
You could be setting yourself up to be shark food. Shark bait. Ooh,
if he makes it, though, let's like reach out to everyone we can to get him on.
Oh, yeah.
He's French. I took 5 years.
Yeah. Benoit, we talk a lot of smack about you on this podcast, but please come over and talk to me. Change my mind about you, Benoit.
Spray repellent on me.
Spray repellent on me, Benoit. Benoit Lacombe is French. Just
French
like
is in the World Cup.
France is in the World Cup.
French is in the World Cup. Jesus French. Christ.
Sound cool.
France is in the World Cup. They won.
They did.
They did.
Have you guys been watching the World Cup?
Yeah.
When I can.
Streamed every game today at work.
Yeah. It's been pretty good so far. Definitely the match of the tourney so far was probably Spain-Portugal. Oh, that was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And that England game today, too, was pretty crazy.
Harry Kane. Harry Kane.
Yeah.
I
took him for the golden boot and the golden ball.
Really?
So, yeah.
There you go.
How many did he have?
He had one in the 11th and one in the 90th. He won it for him.
Also,
was it, 2-1?
Yeah.
We were saying we were going to root for it now that the U.S. of A. isn't in it. Shout out to the Mexicans defeating the Germans 1-0.
Yeah. Old Mexicanos. They knocked off Germany.
They did that. You know, I was stunned.
They also knocked off Eat Ass FC, so.
Oh, yeah. That's a touchy subject.
So I'm kind of on a little bit of grudge.
Yeah, but Mexico. I was very surprised, Mexico. I'm surprised it was 1-0. Germany's sick.
Shutting out Germany is. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Although it's not as if Germany looked flat. I think Mexico just looked better.
Yeah.
I mean, they're.
They had like everything.
They're representing like North America at this point.
Yeah. What was I going to say, though? Your boy scored two today. Romelu Lukaku.
He did. The Belgian scoring genius with the 24-inch penis. So the song goes.
That's an actual man. That's an actual man.
I don't know for experience.
I just. Wow. An actual anything goes chance. In this podcast. I love it.
Belgium wrecked Panama.
That's my guy. Yeah, Harry Kane.
Brazil tied 1-1, which was pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. The Russians did play again? Buried Saudi Arabia.
They played Switzerland.
That's right.
What happens to that coach if the Russians lose the opening game of Saudi Arabia?
Dude, I don't know. I don't want to know.
World War III. That's what happens. And it's not
funny. If Saudi Arabia tries any shit, they're like, well, we got our asses handed to us by Russia in soccer. It's not like it was hockey.
Croatia, they won too, pretty handily, 2-0.
They did. They're looking good.
Yeah, they are. Croatia's definitely
the best. Croatia's on the come up with sports.
They just come with their players.
Soccer, I mean.
Yeah, they got a real good midfield, real good attack. And they won 2-0 against Nigeria. Argentina tied Iceland. Messi choked.
Yep. What else is new?
Iceland, they don't look bad.
No, especially tying Argentina. Argentina's. Definitely.
I mean, they're one of the favorites.
They got to be top. They're probably top three.
I'm not going to say Messi holds back in World Cup because obviously that's not the case. But I feel like every time he's in these spots, he doesn't just miss. He misses wildly.
Yeah, that was a terrible kick.
When they were playing Germany, I guess it was 4 years ago, he had that free kick and he just sailed.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he missed the penalty and then he had that, what's the name? The free kick and just sent it right into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Ronaldo buried the free kick to tie the game.
Oh, who was it? The guy from Peru that sailed the PK? Was that from Peru?
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
That was the worst PK.
Yeah, that dude, he literally kicked the field goal. It was unreal. Yeah. So the World Cup's been getting pretty dicey. France won, as we talked about. Upcoming games tomorrow.
Colombia.
No, they play tomorrow at 11.
Oh, yeah. And there was a fight in that one Serbia game at the end.
Oh, the Serbia-Russia? No, sorry, not Serbia-Russia. Serbia.
Who was it? Serbia.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, yeah.
They fought Costa Rica?
It was like the one of the coaches was holding on to the ball.
what an asshole.
Yeah. And the guy kind of freaked out.
Beat his ass. But tomorrow we got Colombia, Japan. Colombia should be pretty good this year.
Japan's always weird.
They have some good players.
They'll pop up out of nowhere every few years.
They always have sick.
And then their women are just really good.
Then Poland, Senegal.
I mean, they got to show up this year. Not going to be upstaged by the shark swimmer leaving their country.
Yeah.
The Japanese. Yeah, they're going to be pissed.
The guy's not Japanese. Whatever.
Yeah. But, I don't know. He's French. Using them for publicity.
Jackass.
Why do you have to swim from why couldn't he swim from California to Japan? Why does he got to swim away from it?
Well, Japan's involved, so they'll take the advertising. And speaking of advertising, tonight's podcast is brought to you by Leo Valet.
Leo Valet, what the hey is that?
Well, let me tell you, Austin Hayden.
Ooh, that is my middle name.
Leo Valet is a full-service valet, obviously, company that will serve your private parties. Run by two very intelligent CEOs/entrepreneurs, I will say. So you can go and look them up. They're on Instagram, Facebook, what have you. I don't have their phone number in front of me, nor do I know if there is one, unfortunately. So sorry about that. So if you have any private parties that you need your cars parked, hit up Leo Valet, and the staff is pretty handsome too. So definitely look into that.
Hey, Bram, what if I have a restaurant that I want Leo Valet to valet at? Can they do that too? Do they not just do private parties?
I'm almost offended you'd ask such a thing. Of course they can do restaurants.
What about bar mitzvahs?
Bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, I don't know.
Brisks?
Shabbos, if you're doing something on Shabbos and don't feel like driving. No, they even chauffeur.
Can they do brisks?
I believe so, yes.
Wow, this is amazing. And once again, this company is Leo Valet.
Yes.
Leo
Valet.
Valet. Based out of King of Prussia.
Leo Valet.
Pat, anything to add about Leo Valet?
Geeked.
Bam, 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 bam. Take a bite, take a drink, take a bite, take a drink, take a drink, take a bite, take a drink, take a bite.
All right, well, now that we've did some friends of ours a service, I think we better get into the NBA draft now that that taint's been licked. So let's talk to the NBA draft.
NBA draft. Sixers got the 10th pick.
They do. You know, interesting note that came out today. Apparently,
what? Breaking news.
Apparently, not so much breaking. Apparently, the Six is looking to literally trade anybody for a top 10 pick, whether it be Lowry, DeRozan. Things aren't too good with the woes up there.
North. The Six are feeling the woes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They fired Dwayne Casey, too, so they're probably...
I don't understand that one at all. It wasn't Dwayne Casey's fault that he ran into LeBron
every
single year in the playoffs. But anyway, yeah, that's the word. Would you trade that 10th pick for DeMar DeRozan? I was thinking about that.
For DeMar DeRozan, yeah.
Yeah, I think DeMar I would, DeRozan's too. I mean, high quality that's player. What you're looking for in the draft. Why not just get... not a superstar, but... I mean,
already established guy.
So with someone with Simmons getting in the ball, that's... pretty groovy.
Yeah, with the 10th pick, I mean, I know all the names being thrown around, like Mikal Bridges, which would be pretty cool.
I'm at this point, I want either Bridges or Lonnie Walker.
I like Lonnie Walker a lot. Being out of Miami, plays a good two-guard spot. He's very lanky, athletic.
So he can probably play Sixers, they have to take a guard. Yeah. They have to take a shooter.
Yeah, or if Michael Porter Jr. falls.
Javon Carter.
Oh.
What?
Javon Carter's going to be sick. Do you think he's going to get him for a steal? What?
I hope he gets drafted. Do you think he will? Like, for sure?
Yeah, probably in the second round.
Yeah, definitely. Michael Porter Jr. might go, too.
Yeah, I saw that. There's all these different...
You think Ayton goes one, or you think they go with Doncic?
I think they go Ayton.
Who's the guy on Texas?
Mo Bamba. Yeah. Dude, I'm taking Mo Bamba over all of them, though.
He is a freak.
Dude, DeAndre Ayton is... I don't know, man.
You see what he said about why he signed with Puma?
No, what he said.
It was like... at the end of the day, it's just money is money, and that's what you're trying. Yeah.
That's a smart man.
Yeah, him and Marvin Bagley both signed with
him. Even though he's like 19, he's a man. Yeah. I'm 24, and I'm like half of him.
Yeah, so for the Sixers pick, we want to get an outsider's perspective. So I'm going to an outsider, not just an outsider, a pro. So I'm going to call our good friend Michael. And
he goes by many names, Detroit Mikey, Baby Walsk. Wally Walls.
And the thing is, this guy does not know that we're calling him, so we're going to catch him by surprise.
He might not even answer.
Yeah, that's also true.
That's actually, there's actually a very, then again, I mean, we're like right around the corner from his pad, so we can always pay him a visit, just walk with the mics.
Here we go, he's getting the call.
He's getting the call.
Please leave your message.
I knew he was going to do that. He got a call again.
Oh my God, that's a huge killer.
Goddamn T-Mobile.
Try it again.
Yeah, I mean, you always gotta call it twice. It happens all the time. I don't know why.
This is like a horror movie.
On the edge of my 7 days.
Please leave your message.
He'll call back.
Yeah, he will call back.
Can we just call a random number?
No, we're not doing prank calls. We're an established podcast, Patrick, with 20 to 30 subscribers.
More like upwards of 35, 55.
Yeah, so show us to your family, show us to your friends. We need to start getting these numbers up. I don't want to work anymore.
I mean, technically we are working.
Yeah, well, I don't want to, like, actually work. I want to make money off this and just retire. Retire young. Retire at age 30. All right, we're trying to walk one more time.
If not, we can always Instagram live.
Ooh, we could. Yeah, you know what? We don't have much to talk about. What are we at, like 30 minutes right now? Yeah, we're at 45. Yeah, we're at 45 minutes. We can Instagram live.
That's usually pretty par for the course, actually.
If Michael doesn't answer. Please.
Just blow his shit up until he answers. How you liking it so far, Pat? Sir Pat.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, Sir Pat, while the phone's ringing, give us some thoughts, what you're thinking, what's going through your mind.
Dude, for dinner.
I was nervous I was nervous at first, but you know what? I'm fitting in. I'm going with the flow.
You're going with the flow?
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Thanks. I'm having fun.
Yeah, this is only your first time, too. Yeah. You know?
Otherwise, I'd just be watching The Office at home, probably. Falling asleep.
I don't hate that.
Falling asleep right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't blame you, man. That's a great show.
Who's your house in Game of Thrones?
Huh. Stark.
Yeah. That was a big Tyrell guy too, with that spoiler alert, that went to shit.
Yeah.
Well. Should we go live and see what the people want to talk about?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Are we all going live, or just one of us, or?
Greg, how was your day?
Really hot.
Elsa.
Yeah.
Were you working at the station?
I should have told you that.
Yeah, I worked at the station all day.
Yeah.
Really hot.
Get sweaty.
Oh yeah.
So I have to hose you now. Here. All right, we got nobody.
Watch Kowalski join that.
I'm sending nobody right here. Oh, we got Adam Bear. Adam Bear, what's going on, man? We're reporting a podcast. What do you want us to talk about? Give us some topics. Oh, that fell.
I can hear you in the echo.
Oh, wow. Sir Patrick Whalen just joined.
What's up?
Sir Patrick Whalen, what should we talk about?
Oh, cat durs in here.
Oh, yo cat. Oh, I like that suggestion.
This is like messing me up. It's so delayed on the phone.
Yo cat, give us some topics to talk about.
Cat, we miss your basement.
Oh, we got eight people in here? Oh, we popping off, baby boy.
Hey.
Yo, alright, so we're recording the podcast right now. Somebody throw out a topic.
Please
throw out a topic.
We are so
hot. Oh, what Adam Regan.
Adam Bear said I gave you one.
Should I go live too? Are you just watching Lawson's?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Adam Bear, I do not see what you said.
He said titties. And I'm not opposed.
I mean, should we talk about that?
How can I not? Oh, my aunt's in here, so that'd be a little awkward.
What does she want us to talk about?
Ty Edelman with an actual great one. Did you watch Money in the Bank yet?
No, I'm going to watch it.
Did you hear what happened?
No, don't tell me.
Oh, because
okay. Don't tell me.
Ty's thing is a complete spoiler.
Okay, well, then we're going to... Sorry, Ty.
Cat, though, what's Greg's daily kombucha intake? I would have to say 4 to 5 gallons of kombucha. Oh, and then we got Adam Bear, the negative amount of poon that Jack Lawn gets.
What's a poon?
I'm not going I can't speak for him, but I think he does okay from what I hear.
No comment on that one.
He's also taken. Sorry, Toots.
Alright, come on. Start spitting out some topics, people. We got 12 viewers in right now.
Adam Bear got to come at our mans like that.
Yeah. Adam Bear was the first one, Yiddies.
Then again, he is a notorious yam smasher himself, so.
Yeah. Just like Brett Green.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, DRMenti25 wants a shout out. What up, DRMenti25?
Hey.
All right, some more topics. You guys got any topics over there?
He's just watching yours.
I'm just watching yours.
Oh, wow.
I'm just infatuated with your face.
You do have a face for television. It's really a shame this is a podcast.
Yeah, and the body hair for...
Like an Austin Powers sequel. Or Man vs. Wild.
Dalton wants us to talk about real life horror stories. Children's sex trafficking.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
What? Why not? This is what the people want to hear.
Okay, well, it's not good.
That's very true. It's very bad. And especially, what would you... Okay, never mind. Adam Bear, we're not going to say that. That's a little offensive to some viewers.
Let's see.
And...
Throwing a ladder.
My friend Sheik wants us to talk about XXXTentacion.
I told you we were going to have to do this.
All right, let's do it.
I'm sorry. I mean,
first off, R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace.
That's a shame.
I was very upset. I'm a very big fan of his. Oh, yo, Walsh is calling.
Okay, wait, we got to stop.
All right, we're going back to the NBA draft, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going back to... He probably just saw the Instagram live.
Yo, Walsh.
Yo, my bad, Mr. Cold, man.
Nah, it's all good. What are you doing right now?
Watching TV
Glory. Good, because now you're live on Overcast.
Oh, we're live on Overcast right now, baby.
Let's go.
Dude, we got our first caller. We got Mike Walsky on the line. Mike, long time caller, or long time listener, first time caller from Conjacon, PA. We want your thoughts on who the Sixers should take 10th overall in the NBA draft.
10th overall, that's a tough one. Personally, I'm a fan of them moving up. I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to, I would even say, get rid of, like, Markelle Fultz and go up to, like, 5.
You are not a patient man.
Michael, see if like a Michael Porter Jr. is available, Trey Young, someone with some real star power.
I don't know. Trey Young, though?
That hairline?
I think Trey Young has a special scoring ability.
Hairlines with the NBA aren't exactly like a LeBron.
That is true. He is a scorer, and I mean, if you pair the most ball on the court with
that, sounds a great shot for him.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, Brett Brown, I don't really trust Brett Brown. Brett Brown, I think, is a good coach. He learned under Popovich. We'll see, but.
Hey, Walsh, boobs or butts?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Thor wants to know, before we sign off, Thor wants to know, boobs or butts?
Oh, God, dude. You give me the Stephen A. Smith treatment here?
He is.
Yeah, but you're not affiliated with Disney, so you're fine.
Dude, we're not going to tell, we're not going to tell your place of employment.
Don't worry, I said so.
Oh, my. All right. Good stuff, yeah, that's my voice.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All
right, no, no answer.
He can't shoot. Oh, he just put him in the doghouse.
Oh, all right. But, back to XXXTentacion. It is...
That's a damn shame.
It is a damn shame. I was a very big fan.
I'm not going to say I was a fan, but I mean, I don't want to seem like a kill.
Nah, he was honestly one of my favorite artists. I really liked, I'm into like all that weird emo stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
He was only 20, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, everyone always talks about him, obviously.
What the hell am I doing with my life?
Yeah, he got that case for like domestic assault or whatever, but. Then like, I mean like, he was young when he did, I mean, by no means is that an excuse to do it, but. He lived from it and learned from it. Went out, donated to a bunch of charities, did a lot of stuff. So like,
I really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was gonna say he seems like he was coming up, growing up a little
like,
bit.
Yeah, he was like maturing, growing up. He was.
Was he the one who got like cold cocked on stage a few months ago? Yeah. That was kind of funny. It's not as funny now, but it was funny. It's like when Meek Mill fell down the steps and then got arrested right after.
Yeah.
Just two L's for one. But yeah, XXXTentacion, it's a damn shame.
They don't know. They don't know who did it either.
No, right? Well, like when Walsh called, it like kicked me off.
Oh, okay. I'd say it was worth it.
Yeah, that was a good call.
I would definitely agree. We should make more calls next week.
To random numbers.
To you, Pat.
I will answer.
Yeah. Who knows what our topic will be, but.
Get a Knight of the Round Table on the phone.
I'm ready for it.
He's ready, willing,
and geeked. Bam, 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 bam.
We got Champagne Gandhi in the Instagram Live.
That's what I was going to suggest calling later. If you didn't get a hold of me.
Champagne Gandhi, what do you want to hear us talk about?
We should also mention we already shouted out Leo Valet.
Yeah, we did. Oh, Zay Boogie in here?
Ooh, Zay Boogie.
Hey, Meet just says, hey, 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 hey.
Okay, well, that wasn't very helpful.
Good.
All right, come on. Start shouting out some topics. I'll put it on Patrick. Sir Patrick.
You got to get the sir in there. Come on now.
You got to get the sir. You're an anointed knight.
Okay, I mean, that was a process to get anointed. So you got to give me that respect.
You got to trust the process, too.
Ooh. Yeah. All right.
What was the process you went through?
Be very specific.
Well, I was in a group of other people, and they had to pick between us. And then we had to fight to the death, and I killed everyone else.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a little dark, but that's where you're
It was a good time.
In all black, because you're mourning the death.
Yeah, I'm a knight.
So you are, yeah.
Knights have to kill people.
No, Zay Boogie says, end of June, Scorpion coming out. We'll get Zay Boogie on at the end of the June for a Scorpion review.
And, I'm all about that.
And Giants review, preview. Giants versus Eagles. We'll just have you two talk shit to each other the whole time.
I'm down. Although, if I'm being completely honest, the Giants had a very good draft, and I'm a little nervous. Will Hernandez is going to be an absolute... Maybe Fletcher Cox is going to be the new Strahan versus Runyon, and I can't wait to watch it.
Where will Hernandez go?
So, Zay, we'll get you on. We'll have you two go at it. We'll do like a little Stephen A. skip thing.
Is that... Can I be Stephen A.?
Yeah. Good. Why is that funny?
Yeah. Got something to say, Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Any specific reason?
Little titmouse.
I think you would make a good Stephen A., that's why.
Yo, Pat, Dalton wants you to talk about your doping scandal.
Who's... Oh, no. You mean my HGH whole thing?
Yeah, well, we're in the middle of a kickball season.
Come on, Dalton. Well...
Oh, come on, man.
When I was young, Actually, when I was 5 years old, I had a kidney stone and it stunted my growth. And then I had nine more.
Yeah, no, this is real. This is 100% serious.
Yeah. And then I had nine more up, up to eighth grade. And I haven't had one since, knock on wood. And it put too much pressure on my back. And I didn't grow. So when I was like a junior in high school, I was 4'10".
Well, luckily you grew now because you are high key thick.
Yeah, but how did you
grow? You are looking like a full meal.
Oh, wow.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And supper. So very cool. I grew because I had to take HGH shots for two consecutive years every night. And I grew 16 inches, or not 16, 12, 14 inches in the span of 2 years. I didn't have any growing pains, though, because it wasn't natural growth.
That's actually pretty badass.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Did like people know, or were they just like, wow, this kid's blowing up?
Man, I think I let it be known. Yeah.
You still on Instagram Live?
No, I exited out. We're coming up on an hour, so if you guys got anything you want to talk about, let me know.
You got anything you want to plug?
I can't think of anything right now.
We'll be at Boathouse on Thursday night after our kickball game for some Dilla's Wings, preferably bonus, and boneless, and some burrs, some Teddy Brewskis.
Oh, yeah. Did we mention quesadillas?
We did mention quesadillas, but they're so nice we should say them twice.
Wow.
Oh, what's that? Quesadillas?
Three.
Dilla's. Craig, what do you got?
Like always, get out there and like and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
This guy's a businessman. Yeah. We're having fun
all
with this
business. Wow.
Retweet, write reviews, show your friends, show your family, get the name out there, spread the brand. Speaking of brand, what's your the last thing you're saying? Final note.
Go Birds.
Oh. If we really want to promote this, we should swim across the Atlantic.
That's actually Pacific. A pretty good idea.
Is that our final note? If we really want to promote this podcast, we'll swim across the Atlantic?
No, we don't. They need to.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, that's our weekly challenge.
Well, if someone else swim across the Atlantic or the Pacific in the name of Overcast.
What about the Packers, Dan? What do you think of the Packers going into this season?
As long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, I think.
That lightning?
No.
Is it bright or something? As long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, I think there's a good chance they can make a Super Bowl run, but it just depends on the young guys in the backfield.
As far as I'm concerned, Aaron Rodgers is the only thing standing in the Eagles' way.
I completely
agree. As far as the NFC goes.
Yeah. So, but I mean, their defense is young. They got those two corners, Josh Jackson from Iowa and Jair Alexander from Louisville.
They had a good draft.
Yeah, I think so too. But I mean, they don't really have much outside linebacker depth, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm interested to see how Jimmy Graham does because Aaron Rodgers has never really used his tight ends that much.
Yeah, aside
from he's also never had someone like Jimmy Graham.
I was just gonna say, aside from JerMichael Finley, other than that.
Once in New Orleans? Yeah. New Orleans?
He's not like how it was in Mahomes.
Yeah. I mean, he did have 10 touchdowns last year, but...
Yeah, very quiet 10 touchdowns.
No one even, like...
I mean, the Seahawks, like, they were... That was, like, a weird season.
Yeah. What did they even finish?
9-7 or 10-6, something in that ballpark. Russell Wilson was just a man possessed.
Yeah.
He single-handedly beat the Eagles.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Well, the Eagles made a bunch of bonehead mistakes, too, but there's... I give love where it's due. Also, your Finns, they just signed the Brocket ship, so that's something to look forward to.
Who did they sign?
Brock Osweiler.
When?
like a month or two.
Oh, okay. I thought this was...
That's the biggest joke. They're in full-on rebuild.
They went from Kid Cudi to the Brocket ship.
Yeah. I'm not too happy about it. Tannehill's out there practicing.
Tannehill will be back, though.
Yeah, but he's practicing without a brace.
That'll be all right. I mean, it's OTAs.
Yeah, he tore his ACL last year on a non-contact, just running out of bounds.
He'll be fine.
Jordy Nelson did that and then came back the next year and won Comeback Player of the Year.
Maybe he wins Comeback Player of the Year. They have a good receiving core, they're running back.
I completely forgot the Dolphins made the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was a freak year, though. I thought that was legit like a 4-2.
They were like the Titans 2 years ago.
Yeah. Then they got absolutely smacked by Pittsburgh.
How about Dez Bryant not even being on a team yet? I understand he has a personality, but like he's still gonna improve teams.
Like the Browns.
No, the Browns are loaded at receiver.
That's true.
I mean, the Packers could. I mean, over Geronimo Allison, who yeah. you probably don't even know that. Like
anybody, dude.
Yeah, that's very true.
The Jets. Like, why do you not pick him?
I was getting afraid he was going to the Giants. I still am. Yeah, he was the Giants. That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, the off season has just begun.
Is Adrian Peterson on the team?
I don't
think so.
Is he not on Arizona?
No, he got cut.
He got cut off Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh. Yeah, when running backs get to that age, I mean, they got a shelf life.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they just didn't re-sign him.
No, he's a free agent.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. So nobody's got him?
Mm-mm.
I'd pick him up if I was a struggling team. Actually, I don't know.
He said,
we don't have a line. He's not the guy he used to be. Yeah.
He said
that's
he wanted
a running back. That's why I'm interested to see how Saquon does at Penn State. You got that Penn State running back curse to deal with, too.
He's a freak.
Yeah, he is. He's an absolute monster.
Yeah, I don't see how he won't be good. Then again.
If he's on that blocking.
It's very true.
I'm also just thinking very wishfully. I just
yeah, I know you are.
All right, yeah, that's... I think we've exhausted the airwaves for 1 week.
That's it for the week. So your final note is go Birds. Pat, what's your final note?
Go Packers.
Go Packers. And mine is. Is it bright in here?
Geeked.
That's it. Cut it. Begin the show. Boom. Say, guess we'll see. Guarantee that you're always finna think I'm on speed. Sound a little trippy, think I'm on LSD 14 when I started doing it.